I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Well, Senator Bernie Sanders needs a win today, and he says he is confident New Hampshire residents are going to give him one. The polls would indicate that is the case, but the implications of the nation's first presidential primary extend far beyond the borders of the Granite State. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, results here will set the stage for key votes in South Carolina, Nevada, and beyond.
Susan Thamis has seen Bernie Sanders on TV and listened to him in the debates. And she's intrigued enough by what she's heard to have driven 90 minutes on a snowy Monday morning to a century-old theater in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire.
I wanted to see him in person.
Thamis won't be voting in the New Hampshire primary. As a Massachusetts resident, she doesn't get to weigh in until Super Tuesday. Thamis tends to lean Republican, but she says she's, quote, rather confused by this year's slate of GOP candidates.
I've been rather conservative and more or less certainly not a Trump supporter, and I'm not sure what's going on. And I thought, well, could I go all the way over to Bernie? Perhaps.
It's New Hampshire that does the voting today, but voters in other states will be taking note. And the stakes for Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are far higher than the delegates up for grabs here. Sanders spent the final day before the New Hampshire primary trying to seal the deal with undecideds like Thamis, and at the Palace Theater in Manchester, more than 500 people turned out to see Sanders speak. The 74-year-old senator from Vermont ambled onto a small but elaborate stage adorned with plaster molds of ancient Greek figures. In the same well-worn speech he's been delivering since early in this 2016 presidential campaign, Sanders railed on income inequality, Wall Street avarice, and the evils of money in politics.
And what this campaign is about is saying, no, it does not have to be that way. If we stand together, we can change that.
The afternoon event was Sanders' penultimate campaign rally before the polls opened Tuesday. He told New Hampshire residents and the out-of-staters in their midst that he can't start a, quote, political revolution on his own.
Millions of us are going to have to stand up and be loud and clear in saying that our government belongs to all of us, not just the 1%. Thank you.
Scott Buchanan is an associate professor of political science at the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina. Buchanan, who also serves as executive director of the Citadel Symposium on Southern Politics, says Sanders' photo finish with Clinton in Iowa turned heads in South Carolina.
You know, she's still ahead, but I suspect that gap has narrowed somewhat in the last few days.
Polls indicate that Clinton continues to wield a substantial advantage with voters of color, who will make up a far greater proportion of the electorate in states like South Carolina than they do in Iowa or New Hampshire. But Buchanan says Sanders has picked up some key endorsements of late. Ben Jealous, the former head of the NAACP, came out for Sanders last week. And Buchanan says that if Sanders can earn the kind of double-digit margin of victory in New Hampshire that polls are predicting now, then it might make waves down south.
I still think when all is said and done in South Carolina, at least, that he will be fighting an uphill battle. But I think he, you know, if he does very well in New Hampshire, I think he makes it respectable in South Carolina.
Bob Ehlers is a Vietnam veteran who drove from his home about 8 miles north of Manchester to see Sanders speak on Monday. He says it was Sanders' stance on veterans issues that first caught his attention.
He's also a guy that has an immense amount of integrity and honesty. He doesn't take any money from special interests. He's a once-in-a-generation type politician.
Ehlers says he and his fellow Granite Staters appreciate the significance of Tuesday's vote.
The people of New Hampshire are ready for a political revolution, and I, for one, are going to be joining them.
Polls in New Hampshire opened at 7 a.m. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in New Hampshire.